flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday, a funky Friday, as Reggie liked to say. And we'll be going off to New Orleans this Sunday.
Can't wait.
And I'm super excited about it. And I know we had some fun about the aux cord stuff, the aux cord wars, and riding in the car together. But I'm really excited about this, man.
Yeah, man.
I never did a road trip like this with a work event. Okay. So I know Lopez, you did that in the past as far as like going to training camp.
Yep.
Kind of you did the training camp.
Went to the Dallas Super Bowl and sliding all over icy street highways.
Ooh, yeah.
That was a ride, baby.
Was that 2011?
Yeah, one of our vans went into a ditch.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't in it. It was okay.
You in ditches. You just be all
no,
up
it wasn't
in
me. It wasn't me that time.
It freezes over, and now Lopez got his car and his truck flipping over.
It was
over
someone else. I just heard about it.
Yeah, so this or next week coming up, this is going to be the first time we all actually stay in the same place together. Like, in the past, we all stayed in different, we had hotels and different rooms and stuff like that. But we're going to be in an Airbnb, a big Airbnb, by the way. So we're going to have our own rooms, and we're going to pretty much be in our own house. So I think the last time y'all did something like that as far as like sharing rooms
was Indianapolis. When was the Indy Super Bowl? Probably 8 years ago or so.
Yeah, because I remember you.
I slept in the basement. Remember that?
And they had a spider.
Oh, I remember that.
A spider?
There was a big spider in the basement that I never killed it. It would just be like hovering over my head when I'm sleeping.
What was the event y'all went to when you shared the room with Cody Stoops?
Oh, that was the Super Bowl. Where was that one? I forget where that one was.
I was actually filling in as a producer.
Yeah, I forget that where time. That one was. But yeah.
But this is going to be the first time Sports Radio 610 be in a place all to ourselves together.
Yeah.
And I got a list of questions, man. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to read the question. And I want y'all to yell out who is this person on Sports Radio 610.
Gotcha.
Get involved. 713-572-4610. I want you guys' input more than my own, honestly.
All right. Who would be the person that set 15 alarms in the morning and somehow sleep through them all?
Ooh.
Sleeps through the alarm guy. That would be...
I might be up there. I'm probably... That's probably
Are you
me.
The sleep through the alarm guy?
I might be that. I've been better about it, but I do
he
have...
He has snooze.
I have a... Sometimes it's not snooze. Sometimes it's just I'm not seeing that. But yes,
I want to say Tyler, but yeah, it's like Tyler be holding down the fort here.
Yeah, Tyler's holding down the fort here because Tyler was my first thought as well. I feel like
Tyler might be up all night.
I feel like that's also a great point. I feel like Clint's probably a pretty punctual wake up guy. I feel like being parents, you guys are probably
that is definitely not me.
Okay, well not you, but like. Parents are typically
kind of wired to wake up early.
Yeah, we need to wake up. So I feel like Ron and Clint probably getting up too. I think I'm the guy.
It might be Reggie.
Yeah, okay. That's me.
Who will bring the most luggage?
Show.
Really?
Oh, mm-hmm. Really? I like that. Yeah, okay. I think that's fair.
Show likes to have his look going.
Yeah, he dresses it up pretty nice. He dresses it up pretty nice.
I think he's an accessory guy. He's gonna have all his colognes and lotions and. He's going to be packed.
Okay.
Yeah. Going to be looking good on the Mo Karam injury lawyer on the fan cam.
Yeah.
All right. Who is the let's wake up at 6 a.m. to maximize our day type?
Lopez
is
taking
that person?
Yeah, I'm that person. I get up 5:30 every day, whether I like it or not, sometimes. Although I might sleep in a little later there because I'm sure we'll stay up later and I'm not, you know, no real obligations.
That felt like, to me, that felt kind of like a Sean. Sean feels like he gets stuff done and he has like his,
could be
his
Sean
day
too.
Plan pretty well.
Yeah,
so
I can
like,
see that.
Yo,
yeah.
let's get these things done.
He do a lot of trips too with his lovely wife. So I can see him being that.
It could be Sean as well.
All right. Who is the mysteriously disappear for hours without texting only to return with a weird story of zero explanation?
Ooh, this is good.
I have
gone
no
for
idea.
Hours.
Yep.
Doesn't text.
Don't let you know.
And comes back.
Man,
with is that B Scott?
I'm gonna go with Ron on this one.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think.
I feel like Ron is the person. We're like, where Ron at? And then
now,
you come back.
Okay.
Hey, I was at the bar and I met up with these Chiefs fans or.
I think I could do it for at least one or two nights because I'm going to go to the casino. And remember,
oh, the casino aspect really changed.
Yeah, remember last year I did the casino the like till 2 a.m. a couple times.
Yeah.
So I won't do it consistently just to go whatever party or whatever. But if I go to the casino, I'm sure I'll come back.
Oh, we
be
have,
hard to reach.
We've not thrown Seth up in any of these. Is there any chance that Seth is one of these?
Oh, yeah.
Or is this one the idea of just like disappear for time?
Yes, he wanders.
Okay,
he's a wanderer.
Is he a wanderer?
Yeah, he's a wanderer.
Okay,
That's a good one, actually.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, this one, I guess maybe not to point out anybody on this one, but how do y'all feel about the temperature in the room? Like,
that's going to be a fight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you cold?
Because we got
like
other people.
I generally like it cold.
Where do you want the temperature at?
Okay, it's going to be warm. It's not going to be a cold.
No, it's going to be a solid.
Yeah. It's going to be like kind of like how it is here.
70.
Around, yeah, high 70.
No, I'm saying the thermostat's on 70.
Oh, you want this?
For you?
70?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to hear where my thermostat. And that, I'm sure that's you being like, oh, it's decently warm, right?
Because I like to sleep under blankets, too.
Do you know where my thermostat is right at this moment?
Probably on the wall.
You're going to be well, that's... I can't even be mad at you because I set myself up for that one. You're going to be sick. The listeners are going to be sick. My thermostat in my apartment right this moment is at 77.
Goodness
gracious, good man.
Lord. Yeah, we're going to fight.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you
better bring a coat.
77? That is me understanding I'm the only one in the crib. I can do whatever I want. Usually, like I'm trying to keep it like 75. So, yeah.
I would have passed out, man.
Bro, I am warm.
I don't think I ever had the temperature at 77 ever.
Somebody said, how old are you? I like it warm, man. I like it warm. I do. So, yeah, that might be a fight. Or I'll just wear a hoodie around. Like, that's the thing is I'm also, like, pretty amenable, though. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably just I need to make sure to bring my house hoodie. I'll just wear a hoodie around the house the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is the snorer?
I snore.
It ain't
you
me.
Snore?
I snore. My wife has been known to, I'm just going upstairs. Like, especially when I drink. Like, if we go out and have some pops or whatever, and I come home, it's going to be a chainsaw.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sorry. Somebody said that's criminal. People are not very happy about.
They shouldn't be.
The 77.
77.
On my thermostat. That's right.
That
that's right.
is insane.
Warm, baby. Warm.
Goodness gracious.
And hey, we just got a correspondence from Sean Pendergast who said Seth is absolutely. He is 1,000% disappear guy.
Yeah, he's a wanderer. He wanders all kinds of places.
Damn, man. Yeah. Who is the person that borrows other people's stuff?
Ooh.
Let's see.
This is a great question.
Borrows other people's stuff.
I can see.
I don't have a good answer here.
I can see Clint doing that. Let me get some of that lotion, chief.
Let me get some. I can see that. Hey, Big Tom, what you doing? Can I get some of that?
I love my toothpaste, man. Hey, let me get some of that toothpaste, chief.
I hadn't even thought of it until you put it like that. Until you put it like that, I think you're right.
All right, who was the person that take the long ass showers, the 45-minute showers, and hold
up? Hi, my name is Reginald.
I should have guessed that.
What's up?
I'll take a long-ish shower. I just like the hot water, but
I'm talking about in a setting where we got to share the shower, mm-hmm. and who's taking the longest?
Yeah,
is probably Reggie. Mm-hmm. Who is that person who come back to the hotel at 3 a.m., turn on all the lights, and start a FaceTime call?
Oh, so who's the noisemaker?
Figgy.
Ooh, we haven't put Figgy in there.
Yeah, Figgy.
You
got to hit up Christina. You're going to be your mom's going to call. She's going to ask you.
They said Clint. Big capital letter, Sally said Clint.
I was going to say Lopez. Lopez good for going back to the hotel. I got to talk to the wife, man.
No, I do that. Have to do that, especially one of those nights when I go to the casino. That'll happen. No, I'm back. I'm cool.
Wait, I'm being attacked right now for the 77 in a way that I did not anticipate, but I probably should have.
You should be.
You should be, man. You should be crucified for this. Probably crucified. You should be. You probably are crucified being in 77 temperature.
It feel great, baby. It feel great.
Man. All right, who's the let's do everything together guy?
Parker.
Good answer. Good answer. Good
Honestly,
answer.
I was going to say me.
Yeah?
I was going to say me because, like, I'm good with, hey, let's go here. Hey, come on through. Come on through. I'm the one that.
No, you are, but Parker's going to want to be,
he's
like,
he's going to facilitate
everything together.
Yeah. Hey, let's just go all. Okay.
Okay.
All
right.
Who is the aggressively scheduled activities guy? And who's the let's go on the flow, let's go with the flow guy?
I tend to be let's go with the flow guy.
I don't know. I don't know who's the planner. Like, I don't
think we have any planners.
I keep getting Sean for planner, like, but I don't know. No. That might be unfair to him.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think that's just, he's very good at orchestrating a show and organized. And so all the organization things, I feel like, go to him.
Do we have?
I don't know that we have. We might need someone to step up in that way. Otherwise, we won't get stuff done.
I feel that's why I like working with this station, because everybody's so laid back and it's just whatever. Yeah. Like there, and ain't nobody trying to take charge of everything and stuff. Everybody just kind of go with the flow.
Mm. Oh wow, we're getting text. Man, we're getting accusation. Oh my goodness, Sean lets us know that Clint thieved his Game Pass password for what does that mean? I'm not understanding what this text means. Trap ears? What's trap ears?
I don't know.
Am I reading wrong?
Must be a game. No, I'm reading it too.
Oh my God.
All right. So who's the guy that will leave their stuff everywhere like it's just a open thrift store? Just leave.
Seth.
Well, he did that in this studio.
Everything.
He left his underwear.
Yeah, he left his underwear on the desk. Like, I feel like that's absolutely the one.
He loses stuff. He leaves stuff. But I say that with love.
100%. That's right.
All right, last one. Who is the let's stay in and save money person? And who is the, hey, let's blow our budget. Screw it. Or bottle service.
Who is staying and save?
Stay in and save.
I'm also sad that we did not find a B-Scott in any of these, but because he will also be on the road with us.
B-Scott's a little, you know, he's laid back, but he
might be the one to stay out a little later than usual.
I think he might.
I know for certain that he has had some times in New Orleans and that he has already vowed to try and not have the same type of time.
Yeah, but that
we'll see how that goes.
Man, you are getting cooked on this degree.
I am getting cooked.
47, man. Goodness gracious,
cooked.
Man.
Hey,
no wonder you take them long ass showers, man.
I will say, like, I will also have the fan on to move the air around. So, like, it's not like it's just stale in there. But yes,
Texter
I understand.
Also says Clint ate Tyler's food. Remember that whole thing?
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Now, somebody said Ron is the stay in guy unless it's paid for. I don't know. I think Ron might be the opposite.
I've been around Ron a couple times, man. I can see him saying, screw it, let's get bottle service. Yeah. Let's get a session.
Seth is the stay in guy.
He'll be reading.
Seth is the stay in guy. Yeah. Yeah. Money, 100%.
Yeah. He'll be reading. Something like that.
All right, so we got the whole gamut. Well, I'll be interested. You know what? I'm going to go back. I'm going to document these, and I'm going to check.
See if we were right
about these things. But also,
we'll mess around. Parker be the one staying out all night.
Yeah. Right. Find out.
Parker's like,
let me find out.
Let's go, guys.
He going to be the one blowing the budget.
Yeah, champagne spilled everywhere.
Hey, drinks on the house. Hey, let's
shots. Who's shots guy?
Who is Shots Guy?
Because Tyler isn't going, he's staying here.
Ron is Shots Guy.
He is. From the 843, who is going to overload the trash knowing that it needs to go out but won't take it out?
I don't know.
Ooh. I don't know. We really don't have.
We don't.
Nah, we. It's crazy to sound because we're a sports station, all guys. We don't really have no pigs on the staff, man. No. We probably the cleanest
might
station.
Might be Clint, though, if I had to pick one.
Huh. If we had to pick one?
Yeah.
I feel like Clint is about to come in here and cuss us out for talking about him like this. I feel like we gave Clint the most unflattering ones on this. Somebody said, Ron. All right, let's check in with those fellas, what they think on some of these things as we're about to cross with the guys of the Drive Clinton Show. Let's go ahead and do that next.